This article is entitled Supermarket Reports All Too Frequent Power Cuts. Repeated power cuts in Wallingford and the surrounding villages are causing annoyance and inconvenience, affecting businesses and even forcing a major shop to temporarily close. Lidl in Lupton Road had to shut its door to customers for several hours on Monday of last week after an unplanned power cut made it impossible to continue operating. It's one of many unplanned outages which have become all too familiar to locals who have been dealing with flickering lights or shutdowns for hours over this winter, in addition to previous years. Mayor of Wallingford, Ross Lester, said, "Wallingford residents are fed up with the power cuts without any warning or apology. They can be anywhere and at any time, with some areas getting more than others. We also get the flickering lights and you hold your breath waiting for it to all go off, and more than often nothing happens. In our house, we have torches in strategic places just in case. I feel sorry for businesses who have to close and also worry about their freezers and fridges. There seems to be no rhyme or reason for these cuts." Lidl declined to comment, but did confirm that an outage caused a store to close, though the situation does not occur frequently. A spokesperson for SSEN said the company was alerted to the fault at noon on Monday, January the 26th, which affected 100 customers, and power was restored just after 2:45 p.m. Earlier this month, MP for Henley and Tame, Freddie Van Milo, addressed the Minister of Energy, Michael Shanks, on the issue. The Liberal Democrats said, "With the increased frequency of stormy weather as a result of climate change, the rural communities I know are sadly all too familiar with long periods without power. What is the government doing to ensure that older and more vulnerable residents get the support they need during cuts? Will the minister commit to delivering a strategic plan to improve the resilience of rural power networks?" The minister responded that there are lessons learned after significant power failures like storms, and the best thing to do is invest in the future of the grid. In Wallingford, as with many smaller towns and villages, power is supplied through an overhead network which can be exposed to trees, vegetation, wildlife and flooding. SSEN said depots are staffed by people who live and work locally, who can respond quickly to outages, and the network is undergoing refurbishment in line with the utility company's maintenance programme. Catherine Keats-Rowan, Wallingford councillor and chairwoman of South Oxford District Council, said, "Personally, I've been fortunate not to be affected, but I know that these outages have become all too frequent and are causing more and more annoyance and inconvenience. People want the problem to be properly investigated and fixed once and for all. Nothing seems to have led to a final solution of the problem so far.